We're talking with Angela Walker, who is, along with Howie Hawkins, running for the Green Party nomination. Angela's running for vice president. It does seem, though, Angela and Howie have secured enough delegates in the primaries to win on the first round in the convention, which will be July 11th. Angela has previously run for office. I noticed she was the vice presidential candidate for the Socialist Party 4 years ago, and I believe also may have run at least for mayor of, for sheriff of Milwaukee at some point. But Angela, why don't you just introduce yourself, give people a little bit about your background, and then a little bit about why you decided to run for Green Party vice president.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me. My name is Angela Walker. I am a native of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I currently live in Florence, South Carolina, where I drive a truck. I define myself as an Assata Shakur and Fred Hampton socialist, and making that connection between justice for human beings and also justice for the planet is one of the things that led me to the Green Party. I ran as an independent socialist in Milwaukee, as you mentioned, in 2014 against then Sheriff David Clark, and we secured 20% of the vote in that election, which caught the attention of the Socialist Party of the U.S. and my dear friend, Emidio Mimi Soltysik, who transitioned today. And I ran in 2016 as his running mate. And in very recently, here in South Carolina, received a call from Howie Hawkins, who I've shared panels with and been in discussions with and is someone I've always respected, and was thinking that maybe he just wanted an endorsement, and that isn't what that was. And so I am running for running for vice president of the U.S. As his running mate on the Green Party ticket. I'm very proud to be so.
Now, I understand that both of you are a truck driver, a little bit unusual for a woman, and that also you had been, at least at some point, a union organizer on various campaigns.
Yes, I was the legislative. I've been a commercial driver. Next year will make 20 years. I worked for Milwaukee County Transit System for 4 years, and I served the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998 as their legislative director for 2.5 to 3 years. Hmm.
So what are some of the, key issues you're bringing to the table as the Green Party Vice Presidential Socialist Party candidate?
Our entire platform, and I'm very, very happy to tell people this when they ask, this is a platform that I can support with my whole heart. I am supportive of an eco-socialist Green New Deal that respects the environment and also provides the means for working people and people, period, to have access to the resources that they need. We're talking about safe and healthy housing. We're talking about revamped public transportation access. We're talking about green jobs, the creation of a new civilian conservation corps, things that are really important to me, and also addressing police violence against Black and brown folks and indigenous folks in this country by reallocating money from police budgets to community services that reduce the need for police calls. And there's so much in this platform. I mean, there's something in it for every segment of this population. And those are things that, this is something that I can, like I said, support with my whole soul and am always, happy to talk about.
Now, in terms of the issue of police violence, I know that you and Howie have talked about besides a defund the police movement, the need to really go more into reimagine what the police are and community yes. control. Do you want to talk a little about what your vision is of how would you provide community security moving forward?
And what we are calling for on our platform aligns with what the movement for Black Lives is calling for, is that we are taking, you know, money from police budgets and reallocating funds towards community services, drug counseling, if that's needed. And one piece of our platform is ending the drug war and legalizing marijuana and other drugs and releasing people who are incarcerated on marijuana-related issues, towards healing the community, bringing those funds back into the community, make sure that people are housed, make sure that people have transit access and medical access, with Medicare for All being like a main part of our platform. Medicare for All is the community-controlled National Health Service. And so all of these things are interrelated, and providing address. We believe that, you know, if you are addressing poverty, crime is going to go down. And providing people with wraparound services in a holistic way will do that.
Now, one of the issues that always get raised whenever the Greens are running somebody is, oh, you guys have a great platform, but, you know, the Republicans are running the worst, you know, person in history, and, you know, particularly with Trump, kind of a crazy guy. And so you guys should just be quiet and let's get the Democrats in, and then you guys can lobby for changes. So how do you respond to the idea that, you know, the Greens, socialists, you know, shouldn't be running in this election cycle?
My answer to that is, look at what is being offered by the two parties. Where do the Democrats stand on climate change? Where do the Democrats stand on Medicare for All? Joe Biden has come out and said that he does not support it. When the call from the public around Medicare for All is absolutely deafening. And, you know, how tone deaf does a party have to be to not acknowledge the most pressing concerns of the people who have historically supported it? And so when people are like, you know, hey, you know, it's great y'all are running, do you intend to win? First off, yes, we do. We have a 50-state strategy. And also, no other party is talking about the things that we are talking about and prioritizing the parts of our, you know, the issues that we're prioritizing. No one else is doing that. And if we are not talking about it, no one does. And so I think that not only are we viable, I think we are absolutely necessary, especially in this moment where we are looking at the intersection of a pandemic, of rebellion, and the fact that the Arctic is basically on fire.
So we're talking with Angela Walker, the likely Green Party nominee, Socialist Party nominee as well for vice president, along with Howie Hawkins, howiehawkins.us. So, you have previously run as a socialist. You are a committed socialist. You know, Bernie, you know, Sanders somewhat says he's a socialist. Well, you know, in the last 90 seconds, well, you know, what's your vision of what socialism means in the United States at this moment?
I believe that socialism is about providing services to people, putting the control of what is now controlled, major corporations, banks, putting the control of entities that touch people's lives in really impactful ways into the hands of the people whose lives are being impacted. A true democracy, basically.
Okay, and so if people want to support Angela Walker for vice president, Howie Hawkins for president, what should they be doing in the last 30 seconds?
We are at www.howiehawkins.us. Check out our platform. Check out our policies. Get involved. Everything that you need to do if you want to donate, if you want to volunteer, all of that information's on the website. And our deeper dives into our campaign platform pieces are located in the campaign update.
Well, thank you very much, Angela. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. And I should probably disclose that I'm a delegate to the Green Party National Convention for Angela and Howie.